talking about technology use by children. The calls to moderate kids and their online usage, their screen time. We've even seen the premier of Quebec, François Legault, weigh in on the subject matter. And of course, Lionel Carman, one of the social services minister, also talking about this very issue. There's been recent books that have been published on the subject about how social media and the smartphone, how they've had a devastating effect on the mental health of young people. So where should we end up when it comes to technology in classrooms and in the hands of youth? We go to Mitch Joel for lots of subjects tech related, and he's on now on this one. Hi, Mitch. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Elias. Happy to be here.
Where do you stand on this one, Mitch?
You know, originally when this tech was coming in and I was thinking about the future for kids, I was very adamant in the integration of technology at schools. They were dramatically behind. We're talking about the mid-2000s, is where I'm thinking about, 2005 onwards. And I felt that there was an actual massive gap in that digital divide of, this is beyond just a place where we go to look at memes, and this is a place where we're going to spend most of our time with this technology. As it evolves and we move to where we are today, it's very, very clear that we have not what we would call digital distractions, but rather digital addictions. We see this in parents, in friends, in peers. We see this obviously as a result in how our kids are being managed. And then we have this thing called COVID, which really pushed things over the edge. We had, you know, my running line for post-COVID was, I don't know what was worse, the kids who had online learning or the ones who didn't. Mm-hmm. Because it was something to see a 13-year-old with their hoodie on, sitting on their room on a screen all day, versus kids that were now going to have backyard events, go outside a little bit more, and maybe start doing home-based projects. That's where we were. There's been a lot written about this. And in the past week, as you said, there's been a massive uptick in it. I think one of the biggest catalysts of this week has been the release of Jonathan Haidt's new book, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness. This is now really coming to the forefront. And you even have our province of Quebec being very active in how we're doing it right now. We have a ban on phones in school and on and on.
So on that subject, it seems like the scientific evidence is coming in slowly yet surely that says, oh, we do have a problem here. Technology is causing a problem. What do you see that? Do you see now the scientific evidence piling up much in the same way that we'd say, cigarettes are bad for children, 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, it's very clear when you look at it that we have a challenge. What was really strange is we saw this weird report that came out of Jean-François Biron, who said that out of their survey that they recently did for teenagers and post-pandemic, that they were seeing improvements when it comes to screen time. The numbers weren't great, but just the idea that screen time had dropped and morale has improved. Mm-hmm. But that's running counter to what we're really seeing, which is a place where these devices are clearly rewiring our brains. They have addictive dopamine-driven components of it. We have young people who haven't matured or developed in that side yet. So it's rewiring their brains. And what they're seeing is that it's a similar symptom to what we've seen previous with autistic brains. They're having trouble reading social cues. They're feeling less and less comfortable about social situations. And the truth is, kids need boundaries. They're not little adults. And the challenge we have is it's parents, it's school systems. This is a massive paradox where at the same time, we need this technology integrated into their lives.
We're with the Mitch Joel, tech advisor, investor, author of Control, Alt, Delete. The suggestions from John Haidt, you brought up his book, right? So he has a few suggestions. I think four actually is the precise number.
Four.
The two key ones, no smartphones till high school and no social media till 16. What do you think about those two, and how far should governments, societies go to get to those goals?
We're seeing indications of it. Here in Quebec, we have phone-free schools. My kids go to phone-free schools. They are definitely having adaptive issues with that. There's challenges for sure. I do think it makes sense, and I think it makes sense because if you're under 16, we have to understand that, especially when you're going through things like puberty, this is when the greatest damage can get done. So it's especially harmful where before we had boundaries. The boundaries are gone. If your kid is on there, they're seeing everything from beauty in a different perspective to getting opinions from random internet people versus their community, their church, their synagogue, their local structures. This is where they're spending their time. I am a big proponent of this. In fact, I think in the States, they had a wait till 8 strategy, which was wait until grade 8 before you do any of this stuff. Florida, as we know, is looking to ban a lot of access to these apps for anybody under the age of 16. Again, Quebec has been pushing this note. I'm a big proponent of this. We were a big proponent in our own family, but unfortunately or fortunately, we had online learning and COVID really shifted the landscape in our family.
What's the right mix of technology? You know, and I remember initiatives that have happened, whether it's let's put iPads in the classroom. Let's put these Google books in the classroom. Does it actually play out? And I know, listen, both you and I, Mitch, we've been advocates for technology, right? I think we see the benefits here. Yeah, but sure. Classroom-wise, oh boy, am I not sure at all anymore.
So this is the paradox. The paradox is you're putting your kids in school for 8 hours a day. If we're teaching them things that they fundamentally won't use when they leave school, do we have a unified stance on this? So we're talking about dexterity with handwriting and how we think when we read physical books and others, which I believe deeply in a world where everybody who works doesn't really do that stuff. So we have to find the, and I think it really does come to balance. What are we looking for? I think what we're looking for is making sure that our kids have more independence physically, that they have more free play, that they can be responsible in the real world. School, the street smart, as we used to call it, I think. And I do think that we need to really consider how we roll back these phone-based childhoods. You go into a restaurant as I do, and the kid's annoying. We're trying to have an adult conversation. They're there with headphones and iPads. What kind of world are we creating? So do I see the benefit of it? I do. Do I see the negatives of it? I think the negatives of it right now in terms of our actual public health, suicide rates, how kids feel about themselves, self-esteem, what they have access to unparalleled. And what I don't think parents understand is you can work on screen time and device restriction at the modem level or whatever you're going to do. But at the end of the day, once you have turned the tap on, putting on age restrictions and all of these filters are very useless. And so they are exposed to everything.
Mitch, got to leave it there. Thanks so much for this morning.
Hope they'll get better. Thanks, Elias.
Absolutely. Mitch Joel right there, tech advisor, investor, author of Control, All Delete.